We need an army of God that's going to rise up and say, no, I'm not going to be choked by those thorns.
You are commanded to come to God and give yourself over to Him for His control.
As to justification, no work, nothing, nada, nothing, no works, only looking away to Christ alone. But as to sanctification, much work, hard labor, diligent effort, self-denial, mortification, having been created in Christ Jesus unto what? Good works.
It's all because of Christ. The believing Christian has an advantage over a sinning unbeliever in that he has entered into the fantastic realm of forgiveness made possible by the work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Don't look for something inside of yourself to try and be saved. You must look outside of yourself. You must look away from self and to Jesus Christ hanging on the cross for your sins.
He came down in the person of His Son. He came down from above into this fallen world and invaded human history in the person of His Son.
Brothers and sisters, do you realize that throughout the Scriptures, God doesn't just do the saving thing, He does the kind thing? Do you know that?
The daily choices we make determine our future usefulness in ministry. Young people, listen. What you're doing right now in your life is far more important, ultimately, than what you will do outwardly down the road. The choices you make now will determine God's choice to use you and make you fruitful in the future. What kind of choices are you making?
Peter's foot dragging is met by the Lord's lavish love. Why don't you let down your net for a catch, Peter, and I'll bring in so many fish that your entire business will be in jeopardy of sinking.
Time, it's only accelerating. As we get closer and closer to the end, it's just like this thing is going faster and faster and faster, and it's more of a blur as going by, and we realize I'm going to get to the end very soon. We need to live while we live, and we need to live resisting the thorn patches.
By the grace of God, I have power in Christ. I don't have to be defeated by this anymore. And you give yourself afresh to God, and lo and behold, you're different after that.
We invite you to join us for the 2014 Fellowship Conference in Denton, Texas, April 17th to the 20th. For more information, go to albionist.com/fellowship.